Jeremiah chapter 41, the murder of Gedaliah. Jeremiah chapter 41, verses 1 through 14. Gedaliah was slain deceitfully by Ishmael, whose name means wild ass, who was true to his name. Gedaliah did not ask God when he sent a man to warn him against the enemy who was not worth trusting, although he was of the royal seed. Instead of watching, Gedaliah had fellowship with him. They ate bread together. The result of not being watchful was, first, Ishmael slew Gedaliah, Jeremiah 40, verse 2. Second, he slew all the Jews that were with him, Jeremiah 40, verse 3. Third, 80 men brought offerings and 70 of them were slain, Jeremiah 40, verses 5, 7, and 8. Fourth, Ishmael carried others of Mizpah captive to the Ammonites, Jeremiah 40, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 41, verses 15 through 18. Johanan fought against Ishmael and rescued the captives, but Ishmael escaped to Ammon. This reminds us of the Antichrist who will make a covenant with the Jews and then break it. After Johanan delivered them, they dwelt at Kimham, which means longing, to go to enter into Egypt. This is a wonderful lesson. When you are sitting on the road close to the world, then you will soon be there. Get rid of the longing. If you trust God, you won't be afraid. God will take care of you. Jeremiah chapter 42, the flight to Egypt. Jeremiah 42, verses 1 through 18. Johanan, who looked after the people, had good intentions. The people asked Jeremiah to pray for divine guidance and promised to obey God's word. The Lord let them wait for 10 days without the answer. Don't get discouraged. God will answer. Jeremiah called all the people together to give them the word of the Lord, which was to abide in the land with God's blessings upon them. If they would disobey and go to Egypt, God's curse would be upon them, the feared sword, famine, pestilence, and death. None would escape. Jeremiah 42, verses 19 through 22. He repeated, "Go ye not into Egypt." Egypt speaks of the world. Personally, we may learn not to go to the world for help. It will bring disappointment. Dispensationally, it refers to Israel at the end time, who will go to the nations, Egypt, for help. Jeremiah chapter 43. Flight to Egypt concluded. Jeremiah 43 verses 1 through 7. The leaders and all the proud men who refused to hearken to God's voice went to Egypt. The mind of God did not agree with their desire. If, like they did, you take the wrong course, you will not only hurt yourself, but others. If a leader is wholehearted, then are the people mostly wholehearted too. Let us do what we tell others to do. Also, Jeremiah and his secretary, Baruch, were taken to Egypt. Dear Jeremiah was released by the Chaldeans and enslaved again by his own people. The Hebrew Christians in the Holy Land have the same experience today. They are handicapped by the Jewish people. Jeremiah 43 verses 8 through 13. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah again, to take stones and to place them before the eyes of the Jews at the entry of the house of Pharaoh, as a sign that Nebuchadnezzar would erect his throne upon them after conquering Egypt. Jeremiah chapter 44, a message in Egypt. This is an account of internal trouble. Nebuchadnezzar could easily take Egypt as a shepherd changes his garments. Clark's commentary. Jeremiah chapter 44, 1 through 14. The word of the Lord of judgment came unto Jeremiah concerning the remnant of Judah in Egypt, who burned incense to idols. Whatever you depend on is your God. Nowadays it is money. God's anger was upon them. They were to have more trouble in Egypt. Some people commit evil against their own souls. Everything that was said of them can be said of the people today. There was never a time when people were so defiant of God as now. In spite of all the troubles, they did not humble themselves before God nor walk in His statutes. God's punishment was very severe upon those that went to Egypt. They had reasons for discouragement, but that gives no liberty to disobey God. At first, their intentions were good, but that is not sufficient. You will always have trouble, but out of God's will, you will have more intense trouble. Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 15 through 25. The women burned incense to strange gods. They were the worst. All refused to hearken to God's word spoken through Jeremiah. They said openly, "But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven." Queen of Heaven is only used in Jeremiah 7, verse 18, and 44, verses 17 through 19, and verse 25, Young's Concordance. This is a little hint of the Catholic Church in exalting Mary. They credited their sufficiency of food, which they enjoyed in the land of Israel, to their idolatry. Moloch was the sun god, so the moon could have been the Queen of Heaven. They said that they had plenty to eat when they were not worshiping the true God. What liars! How people like to eat! Thank the Lord for the day when we will not have to eat any more. Jeremiah 44, verses 26 through 30. Judgment was upon them. The Lord remembered their evil doings, therefore their land was barren. The barren condition of Palestine is a witness to all the world that God's word does not fail. The Lord swore that none of the Jews should stay in Egypt. The Lord God liveth means don't say that God lives for me when you refuse to yield to him, for then he is not a living God for you. God said that Egypt would be given into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah chapter 45. Instruction and comfort to Baruch. The miscellaneous prophecies in Jeremiah chapters 45 through 52 are not given in chronological order. Jeremiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 3. The word of the Lord came unto Baruch when King Jehoiakim cut out the pages of the scroll of prophecy. This prophecy applies to all times. Baruch must have had a high opinion of Jeremiah and his prophetic office. He thought that people would yield to God and that Jeremiah would have an exalted place, and that he, as his secretary, would have an exalted place also. He was somewhat seeking his own, therefore he was disappointed. No wonder Baruch said, "Woe is me." You feel dreadful, especially if you are a little self-seeking. Jeremiah was wholly given up to God. Jeremiah chapter 45, verses 4 and 5. The word said, "Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not." There is no time for self-seeking. This is the time when judgment is coming along. Thanks be unto God that it is as well with us as it is. The time is short. May we only seek to please him and occupy and watch for his coming. Jeremiah 46. Message against Egypt. First nation. Altogether there were 9 nations to be judged. Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 1. We have already seen that Jeremiah spoke to the Jews. He also is a prophet to the Gentiles. Egypt is a type of the world. How significant is the meaning of its name, Double Straits? People think they are free, but in reality they are in the devil's straitjacket. Jeremiah 46, verse 2. Pharaoh with his army victoriously advanced to the Euphrates. Their hour of defeat came through Nebuchadnezzar. The world, Egypt, gives apparent victories, but defeat is sure. Jeremiah 46, verse 3. Order ye the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. At that time there were 9 nations around Jerusalem, and they speak of the nations at the end time. Jeremiah 46, verse 7. This refers to the great army. Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 give a wonderful description of the Northern Confederacy. Jeremiah 46, verses 8 through 10. Egypt speaks of the whole world. It rises up like a flood on the day of the Lord. Compare Isaiah 2, verses 10 through 22, Isaiah 13, verse 6, and Joel chapters 1 and 2. Jesus preached his first sermon from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. See Luke 4, verses 18 and 19. He did not speak of the day of vengeance, Jeremiah 46, verse 10, Isaiah 61, 2. He stopped with the acceptable year of the Lord, the age of grace. The first part of Isaiah 61, 2 speaks of the first coming of Christ, while the second part speaks of his second coming. The day of vengeance is yet to come. Instead of acknowledging their weaknesses, people make wonderful plans of fixing up the world. Man cannot do it right. He will be a failure. Who won the First World War? God did. Britain was almost defeated. Who put it into Germany's mind to leave England and turn against Russia? God did it because of their attitude to the Jews. Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 11. The many medicines of the world are useless. The various methods of self-improvement, better and cleaner politics, religion, go to church on Sunday, humanism, medical science, and other ways are all in vain. The old creation is incurable. Jeremiah 46, verse 13. God foretold how Nebuchadnezzar would smite Egypt, but it also has an end time fulfillment. There is not a prophet in this book that does not foretell about this war. Jeremiah 46, verse 15. Egypt's valiant men, the cultured, great scientists, statesmen, will all fall. Jeremiah 46, verse 20. Egypt is compared to a very fair heifer and to a beautiful, fatted young cow. The world with all its allurements and achievements appears very beautiful, but it will not last. Destruction cometh. Jeremiah 46, verse 23. This shows the immensity of the army of the oppressors. They are more than the grasshoppers and are innumerable. Jeremiah 46, verses 27 and 28. Mercy will be shown to Jacob. Although the nations will be destroyed, Israel will only be punished for correction. Jeremiah chapter 47. Message against the Philistines, second nation. We had Egypt the last time. It was a picture of the world and its independence. They had the Nile, their river. Even so, worldly people do boast in their rivers, their bank accounts, etc. They are self-made men. Jeremiah 47 speaks of the religious phase of the world, the Philistine, wallowing. This is only a little foretaste of what will fall upon the world. The mighty cities of the Philistines, Gaza, which means strong, and Ashkelon, which means fire of infamy, shall be judged. How can it, the sword of the Lord, be quiet, seeing the Lord hath given it a charge against? It is the same at the present. God has his time. The Philistines are the offspring of Ham, sunburnt. The Lord tried to show by this black race the blackness of heart by rejecting the truth. The Philistines gave their name to the land of Palestine. They came to the land of Canaan by a shortcut out of Egypt. God's way is the way of the cross, no shortcut. The Israelites grumbled and murmured, but they never went back to Egypt. The Philistines claimed the things that belong to the new creation. The Catholic Church is the strongest sample of the Philistines. There will come judgment of that false church. There will be no more hierarchy and laymen. All men are leveled by sin and by grace, and all men will be leveled by judgment. Nicolaitanism, which is the full expression of Catholicism, will come to naught.